好吧，我们再一起有些祷告。
Let's have further words of prayers.
主，我们再把我们的时间交在主你自己的手中。
Lord, we commit our time onto your hands.
主，求你继续怜悯我们。
May you continue to have mercy upon us.
主，是恩典给我们。
Give us grace.
主，如果你自己不开启我们的眼睛，我们没有一个人能够认识你。
If we do not open our eyes, we are not able to know you.
但是主，你既然把我们带到你饼杯前面一起来纪念你。
But since you have brought us before your bread and the cup to remember you, also pray that you remember each weak member of yours.
你知道我们多么的需要你。
You know how much we need you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
靠主耶稣基督圣名。
In the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们谢谢主给我还一点机会。
Thank the Lord still give me the opportunity.
有些弟兄姐妹在暗中为我的祷告。
I also thank you for praying for me in secret.
求主纪念你们。
May the Lord remember you.
我想上午实在深深有一个感觉。
I truly have a deep feeling.
在这个末世的时候。
At it's the end of the days.
神实在要兴起他的儿女成为他美好的见证。
God truly will raise up his children to become his good testimony.
前几天下大雪。
Last few days had a big snowstorm.
当我仰望看天的时候。
When I look upon the sky.
我看到还是有那燕子还是在那里飞，要往南飞。
I still saw the sparrow was going to fly to south.
虽然是一月底了，但是他们还是。还是必须要抓着机会往南飞。
Although it's already the end, it was already the end of January, but they still took the opportunity to fly to south.
他们不像那些鸭子在那个公园里面。
Unlike those ducks in the park.
那个，你到公园看那个湖水都结冰了，剩下一小块的潭池水在那里。
All the lake was frozen except this little part was still water.
就许多鸭子就在那个池，那个小小的水池塘旁边在那里玩耍。
So a lot of ducks were playing just right at that pond, the little part that was still water.
所以我们是属主的小孩，属天的小孩。
Truly, we are heavenly children, belong to Him.
主在我们身上实在有一个托付。
Lord still have the burden upon us.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
如果许可的话，我可不可以再继续我之前两次的交通
？If the Lord is willing, I would like to continue my sharing from last two times.
我想我必须要把这个结束掉。
I think I have to finish this up.
好不好？我们打开约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
我们可不可以从十九节到四十二节
？Let's read from Verse 19 to 42.
我就起印的方式，我就练单数，请弟兄姐妹练双数。
Let's read all together. I will read in the single verses and the odd verses, and the brothers sisters, please read the even verses.
约翰福音第四章十九节，妇人说：“先生，我看出你是先知。”耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。”妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。”当下门徒回来就稀奇耶稣和一个妇人说话，只是没有人说你是要什么，或说你为什么和他说话。你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？这期间门徒对耶稣说：“拉比请吃。” 门徒就彼此顿问，对问说：“莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？”你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。俗语说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那耶稣做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。我想在这一章里面，有许多主要告诉我们的话。
There are many words in this chapter that our Lord would like to speak to us.
是不是在圣经就新约里面把人分成三种人？
In the scripture, in the Old and New Testament, that they divide people into three different types.
犹太人就是以色列人。
The Jews, which are Israelites.
撒玛利亚人。
Samaritans.
外邦人。
And the Gentiles.
我想主要救我们每一个人。
I think the Lord would like to save each one of us.
在这里，主对撒玛利亚妇人说话。
Here, the Lord spoke to the Samaritan woman.
他实在知道撒玛利亚这个地区的人实在是一个混杂的。
He truly know the region of Samaritan, those people are all mixed together.
他们好像对神有一点认识。
It seems like they knew a little bit about God.
他们也像以色列人一样，他们有他们的传统。
And they, just like the Israelites, they have their tradition.
他们也自以为好。
And they thought they were good.
但是他们不知道他们拜的是哪一位。
But they did not know who they were worshipping.
主告诉他说，时候妇人你当信我。
The Lord told her that woman shall believe unto me.
时候到了。
The time is here.
现在就是。
Now it is.
拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
Those who worship the Father shall worship him in spirit and in truth.
那这是一个非常非常重要的宣告。
This is a very important proclamation.
它就好像有一块黑板在那里。
Just like a blackboard.
写上许许多的规条。
A lot of regulations were written on there.
许多的律法。
A lot of laws.
摆上很多人所看为好的事情。
And we're putting on a lot of things that people think were good.
然后主耶稣说，时候到了，现在就是。
But our Lord says the time is here, it is now.
他说你当信我，就信主耶稣基督。
You shall believe me, that is believe unto Jesus Christ.
当主来到这世上，把神表明出来，在十字架上成就了一切救恩的时候。
As our Lord came to the earth to proclaim God, as he has finished all the salvation on the cross.
这一切全部都擦掉了。
Everything was being blotted out.
只有心灵和诚实是真实的敬拜。
Only in spirit and in truth is the true worship.
虽然这似乎是把我们带入到属灵的自由里面。
It's that it brought us into the freedom of the spiritual freedom.
但是圣经里面也告诉我们。
But the Bible also told us.
而你们虽然是自由的。
Although you are free.
但不可放纵你们肉体的情欲。
But you cannot let go of the lust of your flesh.
就好像圣经里面告诉我们，还是有生命圣灵的律在里面管制我们。
Just like the scripture tells us that there is still the law of the spirit and life that's governing over us.
我们可以天天的擘饼。
We can break the bread daily.
我们可以天天的聚会。
And we can gather every day.
我们可以有很好的祷告。
We can have good prayers.
但是如果我们没有在灵里面，我们不在那真实里面，这一切都没有。都在神眼中算不上数。
But if we are not in the spirit and not in the truth, everything we do is not counted in God's eyes.
这里面还有一个很重要的宣告。
And there's also another very important proclaim here.
主说他就是他们等待的那一位弥赛亚。
Lord say that he is the Messiah that they have been waiting.
当这妇人听到了主所说话说的话以后
，When the woman heard what the Lord said，
她放下她手中那打水的器具。
She put down the water pot.
她到城里面去问，去告诉那些人。
She went into the city and told everyone.
所以那些撒玛利亚人就来看耶稣。
So the Samaritans came to see Jesus.
他也求他住了两天。
And besought him to stay for two more days.
当这些撒玛利亚人听见主耶稣说的话的时候
，So when the Samaritans heard what Jesus said,
他说我们信。
They say we believe.
不但是因为你所说的话
，Not because of what you told us.
而是我们亲自听见神的话。
Because we have heard God's words.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要亲自遇见主。
Brothers and sisters, we have to meet the Lord ourselves.
这是真实的。
This is true.
当我们信主的时候，我们都遇见了主。
At the moment we believe the Lord, we have all met Him.
当我们奔跑这属天的道路的时候，我们更需要跟主有密切的关系。是第一手的资料。
As we walk around this heavenly path, we furthermore we need to have this intimate, the first-hand relationship with the Lord.
我们并不是因为谁替我们施洗，我们就比较好。
Not that the whoever has baptized for us so that we are better.
我们乃是在主里面，在灵里面，主耶稣亲自成就了那个洗礼。
But in the Lord and in the Spirit, our Lord has completed this baptism himself.
我们信乃是因为亲自听见。
We believe because we have heard ourselves.
在主里面没有第二代。
In the Lord, there is no second generation.
只有第一代。
Only in the first generation.
必须亲自遇见他。
You have to meet him yourself.
我想我们今天我跟弟兄姐妹交通是在重要的是在耶稣说那句话，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
What I would like to share with brothers and sisters is the word that Jesus said to them, that my food is that I shall do the will of him that has sent me, and that I shall finish his work.
当这妇人到城里面的时候，那门徒回来。
As the woman went into a city, the disciples came back.
他们很奇怪，为什么耶稣和这个妇人说话。
They wonder why Jesus spoke with the woman.
但是没有人问他说你要什么，或者说你为什么和他说话。
But no one said what seekst thou or why speakst thou with her.
他们拿食物给耶稣吃的时候
，When they deliver the food to Jesus，
耶稣也说我有食物吃，是你们所不知道的。
And Jesus said that I have food to eat which you do not know.
今天我们常常也是如此。
Today we are often like this.
常常我们拿一些东西要给主耶稣、啊。
Oftentimes we want to deliver something up unto Jesus.
我记得我两个女儿，她们都会，如果在外面吃了好东西，都会带回来给我们吃。
For my two daughters, whenever they had some good food, they brought back to us.
有一次那个不知道学校里面为什么一袋一袋的那个 cranberry.
In school they gave them the cranberries.
所以我女儿就带回来给我们吃。
So my daughter brought back for us to eat.
有一次她带，就那段有一天她带了很多很多包。
So that day, that during that time period, she brought back so many packages.
她说她在那里看，如果有谁不要了，她就把它收回来。
She was looking around that whoever did not want them, she just gathered them.
你知道在美国，这小孩子吃东西都太浪费了，他们都要丢掉。
In the United States.Children are very wasteful about food.
所以他就去问你要不要，你不要，他就把它收起来。
So she was asking them whoever did not want that, she just gathered them.
所以他带回来实在太多了，我们实在不想吃了。
But she has brought back so much that we actually did not want to eat them anymore.
但是我们又舍不得他，所以我们就吃一点点。
But because we did not want to waste, so we just took a little bit.
常常我们就用我们这种想法来衡量我们的主。
We often use this kind of our own ideas to measure our Lord.
我们以为我们拿什么给主是我们 出于我们最好的心意，主就一定会接受。
We think that if we give the Lord something that's from our best heart, then the Lord would definitely accept it.
但常常我们不知道我们在做什么。
But oftentimes we do not know what we are doing.
像如果不是出于主的，没有办法回到主那里去。
If something is not from the Lord, then it cannot be returned unto Him.
不管我们再多好的心意，如果不是出于主的，主都没有办法接受，因为他是那位圣洁公义的主。
Regardless of how good will we are, but if it's not from the Lord, He cannot accept it because He is the holy and righteous Lord.
你记得那个该隐，他把他土里的土产要献给神的时候。
Remember Cain when he wanted to offer up his harvest from the earth to God.
但他主神实在没有办法接受。
But God truly could not accept it.
神没有办法接受那出于人的心意。
God could not accept anything that's from man.
只有出于主的，出于神的，才能回到神那里去。
Only something from the Lord, from God, was able to return unto him.
在这里，门徒对耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”
Here the disciples say to Jesus, "Rabbi, eat."
像我看英文的译本是说：“拉比，吃。”他没有那个请字啊。
The English translation, unlike Chinese, has the word please.
我想可能门徒他总是用他的最好的要献给主。
So for the disciples, they offered up their best unto the Lord.
但是主说，我有食物吃，是你们所不知道的。
But Lord said to them, I have food to eat, which you do not know.
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
And Jesus said that my food is that I should do the will of him that has sent me, that I should finish his work.
我想主的食物是我们一个内在力量的来源。
The Lord's food is our internal source of our strength.
衣服是我们外在的表现，保护。
Our garment is our outward appearance, which is our protection.
圣经说有衣有食就当知足。
The scripture says that if we have food to eat or garment to wear, then we shall be satisfied.
但食物乃是我们里面那个力量的来源，那种动力。
Food is the source of our internal strength.
我记得我小时候的时候，有时候不听话的时候，我妈妈就很生气了。
I remember when I was young that when I disobeyed my parents, my mom got very mad.
她还是做很多的菜给我们吃，都是我们喜欢吃的。
She continued to cook a lot of our favorite dishes.
但是她不吃了，她在房间里面生气。
But she was mad and she did not eat the food.
我想这些食物对她来说没有什么意义。
I think those food for her had no meaning.
虽然他是爱我们，给我们食物吃，准备好食物给我们吃。
Although she loved us and she prepared the food for us.
但是对她来说，儿女的顺从孝心乃是比这些食物还重要。
But to her, the obedience from children are more important than those food.
所以主在这里说，遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工，这是主耶稣在地上33年半。那个力量的根源。
So when our Lord say that I should do the will of him and that I should finish his work, that is the source of our Lord when he was walking on the earth for 33.5 years.
因着他要这样做，所以他吃那个食物。
Because
有力量。
Because he wanted to do the will of Father, so he ate the food and had strength.
遵行差我来者的旨意。
To do the will of him that has sent me.
说去做神的旨意。
Do the will of God.
神的旨意不单是知道。
So God's will is not just to know.
更是要去执行，去遵照神的旨意去做。
But to execute them out according to God's will.
主站在一个地位乃是差，他是一个受差者，被差派的。
Lord is standing in the position that he is someone being sent.
这是非常重要的。
And that is very important.
因为你看主在约翰福音17章里面。
You see our Lord in,
在主的祷告里面。
In his prayer in John chapter 17.
他常常说他们信你，信我是你所差来的。
He often say that they believe that I'm being sent by you.
当主遵行神的旨意，要完成神一切的旨意的时候，他站在一个受差遣的地位。
When our Lord do Father's will and would like to accomplish his work, that he is standing in the position that he is being sent.
在约翰福音十四章十节里面
，In John chapter 14 verse 10，
他说：“我对你们所说的话，不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。”
He said that what I say to you is not from myself, but my Father who dwells in me, he does the work.
五章在第五章十九节里面
，In chapter 5 verse 19，
他说：“只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的。”子才能做，父所做的事，子也照样做。
He said the son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the father do, for what things soever he does, this also does the son likewise.
当主在地上的时候
，When our Lord was on earth，
每一句话他所说的
，For every single word he said，
每一件事他所做的
，Everything he did，
都是神要说的。
Was what God wanted to say.
都是神要做的。
What God wanted to do.
从来不照他自己的意思做。
He never did anything according to his own will.
虽然他是神的儿子。
Even though he's the son of God.
他有莫大的权柄。
He has a great authority.
你记得当他要上十字架之前的时候。
Remember that when he was going onto the cross.
他的门徒说，你要我为你求父差遣。天使来救我们嘛，救你嘛。
His disciple asked him that, shall we pray to ask the Father to send angels to save you?
他说，我岂没有能力可以求父差遣十二营的天使来吗？
He said that, don't I have the power to ask the Father to send 12 regions of angels?
你知道，一位天使，他可以灭了一整城的人。
You know that even one angel is able to destroy everyone in a city.
十二营的天使
12 regions.
有什么人可以在神面前站立得住？
Who is able to stand before God like that?
但是主没有这样做。
But our Lord did not do this.
因为他做父所要他做的。
Because he did what the Father wanted him to do.
即使说话也是神叫他说的。
Whatever he said was because God wanted him to say this.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常有一个危险的地方。
Brothers and sisters, we have something that is dangerous.
我们常常很多事情觉得理所当然。
We take things for granted.
我们不晓得那个宝贵，主给我们的多么的宝贵。
We do not realize how precious is what God has given us.
当主在这地上成就，在十字架上成就了救恩的时候。
When our Lord accomplished the salvation on the cross.
最后他就尝了醋。
At the end, he tasted the vinegar.
他是照着旧约的应许。
That was according to the promise from the Old Testament.
他就说成了。
He said finish.
他就把他灵魂交给了父。
And he delivered up his spirit to the Father.
你知道这个成了是完成了多大的救赎。
You know that this is finished. That's what a great salvation he has accomplished.
从创世纪的第一节开始。
From the first verse in the book of Genesis.
起初神创造了天地。
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
甚至于在约翰福音第一章的道成的肉身的时候。
And even including in the Gospel book of John, chapter 1, that in the beginning, the Word came become flesh.
一直到启示录最后一节。
Until the last verse in the Revelation.
就在主的这一句成了里面成就。
Everything has accomplished when our Lord said it is finished.
所以做成了他的工。
Therefore, he has finished his work.
我不太懂很多地方的圣经。
There are a lot of places of scripture that I do not understand.
在希伯来书五章第五节里面。
In Hebrews chapter 5 verse 5.
他这里说，神，主耶稣虽然为儿子，但是还是因苦难学了顺从。
Verse 8, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things we suffer.
主是在苦难里面学了顺从。
That he learned obedience during sufferings.
如果主要学顺从。
If our Lord would like to learn obedience.
如果主要经过苦难学顺从。
If our Lord learned obedience through the sufferings.
我们可以不经过苦难学顺从吗？
Can we, without any suffering, but learn obedience?
到底什么是神的工作?
So what exactly is God's work?
在约翰福音6章28节里面,
In John chapter 6, verse 28,
众人问耶稣说：“我们当行什么才算做神的功？”耶稣回答说：“信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。”应该是没有做那个字，这就是神的功。When
they ask him, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" Jesus answered and say unto them, "This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent."
我们常常关心的是我们要做。
Often we care about we have to do.
主在话语里面告诉我们要信。
Lord says that we have to believe.
信神所差来的，这就是神的工。
This is the work of God that you believe on him whom he has sent.
神的工作是什么？
So what is the work of God?
就是信。
That is to believe.
要我们相信他是神所差来的。
He wants us to believe that he is being sent by God.
当主在十字架上成就了救恩，后来复活，到了天上。
When our Lord on the cross has accomplished salvation and he resurrected, then he ascended to heaven.
他应许我们一句话。
He has promised us one thing.
他去，就要求父差遣圣灵到我们中间。
He went and will pray to the Father to send the Holy Spirit to be with us.
因为圣灵要带我们进入一切的真理。
For the Holy Spirit shall bring us to enter into all truth.
在以弗所书2章10节,
In the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10,
他说我们是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are his workmanship, having been created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has before prepared that we shall walk in him, in them.
我在这里可能会让我们产生一个误会, 为了要叫我们行善, 所以我们就必须要去做。
So here we might have a misunderstanding that is for us to do good works. Therefore we might think we have to do.
好像我们又必须要做。
As if it seems like we have to do something.
但这里说我们是神的工作，在英文里面，它是一个关系，是一个工作者跟那个手上工作之间的关系。
But in English, we are his workmanship. It's a relationship. It's between the one who's doing the work and the work of his hands, this relationship.
在基督里面做的。
It's created in Christ Jesus.
叫我们行那个主所预备叫我们做的。
So we are able to do, to be able to walk according to what God has prepared us.
我想说在大比的圣经里面, 有吗?
In Darby version.
以弗所书2章10节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
它的英文的意思是说, 我们是神的 工作, 也是同样的字, 但是说, 在基督耶稣里造成的, 是, 乃是, 叫我们为了要做, 要完成, 我们是为了那个神所预备叫我们去行走的, 那个,
so,
那个预备。
So in Darby version, it says, For we are his workmanship, having been created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has before prepared that we shall walk in them.
我们乃是生活在里面。
That we live in it.
我们的主要我们的工作乃是让我们活在那个里面, 走在那个里面。
So God wants us to walk in it.
神早就预备好的。
God has already prepared.
就让我们在基督里面行走。
So we can walk in Christ.
今天圣灵在我们身上就要做这个工作。
And today the Holy Spirit in us will do this work.
我们是不是愿意顺服？
So are we willing to obey?
让圣灵坐在我们身上。
Let the Holy Spirit do upon us.
那我们跟主有一个密切的关系。
So we have an intimate relationship with the Lord.
那么我们就满有基督长成的身量。
Then we can be grown up unto the full stature of Christ.
我们不是要去做神的工作。
It's not that we will do the work of God.
我们乃是愿意成为他的工作。
But we are willing to become his workmanship.
不管我们的地位在哪里。
Regardless of what kind of position we are in.
做丈夫的。
Husband.
做妻子的。
Wives.
在外面工作的。
Or those who work for others.
我们被雇用的。
We are being employed by others.
大人小孩。
Adults or children.
每一个人都愿意在我们身上让主的圣灵来工作。
Every one of us is willing to let the Holy Spirit work on us.
因为我们是神手中那个宝贵的工作。
Because we are the precious work in God's hands.
前几年我有一个疑惑。
Few years ago that I had some doubts.
看今天在外面的宗教世界里面。
As I looked around all the religious world outside.
有这么多所谓的 mission.
There were a lot of missions.
佛教有 mission.
In Buddhism, there are so-called missions.
许多的宗教都有 mission.
A lot of religions have missions.
好像非常的蓬勃。
Seems very widespread.
我们那年轻人如果到外面，尤其年轻人到外面那个聚会里面，就是要让他们参加 mission.
So when young people enter into a meeting, then they encourage them to join missions.
但是主是不是要我们这样做呢？
But does the Lord want us to do this?
我实在有许多年的迷惑，我不知道主到底要我们做什么。
I have been in doubt for many years. I do not know what God wants us to do.
但是我知道主没有叫我们那样子做。
But I know that Lord did not want us to do that.
后来才发现，实在主有一个心意。
Then later on, I realized that our Lord has a heart.
主在3年半的里面，曾经也差派门徒出去。
During the 3.5 years that our Lord also sent disciples out.
2个2个出去。
2 by 2.
然后他们回来说，他们非常的高兴，因为他们好像很有成绩。
And when they came back, they were so happy because it seems that they accomplished a lot.
但是之后主就没有再差派了。
But the Lord did not send anyone out afterwards.
实在主有一个心意。
Our Lord has a desire.
主要他们常与主同在。
Lord want them to be with him all the time.
当五旬节之后。
After the Pentecost.
圣灵下降临以后。
After the Holy Spirit descend.
每一个使徒都成为了神的工作，都成为神的器皿。
Each apostle become the workmanship, become God's vessel.
神差遣他们到各个地方去。
God send them to different places.
主的工作也有主的样式。
God's work have his own pattern.
主耶稣是我们那工作的样式。
Our Lord is our work pattern.
你记得那个会幕在旷野漂泊了40年。
The tabernacle was in wilderness for 40 years.
那个会幕乃是神照着神的所指示的样式去做的。
The tabernacle was being created according to the pattern of God.
没有一个人可以在里面加减什么。
There was nobody able to add or minus something on there.
神拣选两个，神所重用，圣灵充满他们，他们照着神的样式做。
God has chosen two people to fill them with the Holy Spirit, and they create the tabernacle according to His pattern.
然后在这四十年里面。
And during those 40 years.
他们有停下来，有行走的时候。
They had time to stop and they had the time of walking.
这么多人在那里行走。
A lot of people were walking.
这么多人要吃东西。
And so many people had to eat.
要停，要走。
Had to stop and to walk.
这很麻烦啊。
It was very troublesome.
又要停下来。
They had to stop.
走得好好的，怎么又停下来？
Why should they stop when they were just walking smoothly?
一停又2个月。
And when they stopped, it was 2 months.
然后突然前面的云又升起来，又要走了。
All of a sudden, the cloud lift up and they had to walk again.
大家赶快又装东西要走了。
And everyone just packed and they had to go.
即使是如此。
even like that.
他们尊重神神的带领。
They honor God's guidance.
或走或停，都在神的带领之下。
Whether stop or walk is all according to God's guidance.
最后当记得在大卫要把那个约柜迎到耶路撒冷的时候。
When David was going to take the ark back to Jerusalem,
他没有遵照神的神的神的命令。
Without obey God's guidance,
他把他约柜摆在牛车上，用车子来驮。
They put the ark on the ox chariot that they pulled this with ark.
应该是人祭司要扛抬的。
It should be that the priests carry on their shoulders.
就放车子上不是比较省事吗？
But wasn't it easier if they put on the cart?
突然马前尸体。
All of a sudden the ox fell.
那个车子要倾倒。
The cart was going to fall.
那会幕要倒。
And the tabernacle was going to fall.
乌撒赶快去扶。
Uzza stretched out his hand to hold it.
约柜怎么可以倒呢？
How could the ark fall?
它是神的见证。
It's God's testimony.
他是照神的样式做的。
That was created according to God's pattern.
乌撒出于好意要去扶他。
Uzza, out of his good heart, he wanted to hold it.
神击打他，击杀他。
So God smote him to death.
在神的工作里面，只是圣洁。
In God's work is holy.
神不许可任何人的意思在里面。
God did not allow any man's will in this.
我想在这里再回到《约翰福音》第四章。
So as we turn back to John chapter 4,
主说：“你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。”
Lord says that, "Do not you say that there are yet 4 months and the harvest comes?" Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and behold the fields, for they are ready white to harvest.
举目向田观看。
Lift up your eyes and behold the fields.
常常我们的眼目啊，常常我们的眼目啊，我们忘记了向主看，往上看。
Often our eyes forget to look upon the Lord, to look up.
我们常常看我们的周围环境。
We often look our circumstances.
我们有时候也看看我们银行的账单。
And also we look at our bank statement.
我们也看看我们的工作。
We look at our jobs.
所以我们的眼光跟主看的眼光就不太一样。
So our perspectives are different from God's perspective.
主说你们举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了。
Lord says that lift up your eyes and behold the fields, for the harvest is ready.
可以收割了。
It's ready to harvest.
在福音书里面也提到说庄稼熟了，要我们要求主求神差派收割的人去收割。
For in the gospel books also mentioned that the harvest ready, we shall pray to the Lord of harvest to send the laborers out.
今天神也差派，他这里说差派我们去收割。
Lord also says that he sent us to reap.
那收割很快乐。
It's very joyful to reap.
我们每一次去我 岳父家 他种很多的果树跟菜园。
Every time when I go to my father-in-law's home, he has a vegetable garden and a lot of fruit trees.
所以 我们都很高兴每次去那里都可以吃到很好的东西，带回来很多东西。
So we are so happy. Every time when we go there, we can enjoy the good food and also bring back some.
但是我发觉收割不是那么容易的事情。
But I realize it's not easy to reap.
我每次出去弄几个叶子，我要赶快进来了。
Every time when I just cleaned up some leaves, then I came back quickly.
你要在那个太阳下面收割，然后又有蚊子，然后你又要去剥去找。
If you have to harvest under the sun, under the heat with mosquitoes, and also you have to try to find it.
你要收割，尤其到秋天的时候，在收割之前有一个很重要的工作。
Especially before the autumn, before the harvest is ready, there is a very important thing.
就是要保护那些果实、青菜不要被那些虫啊、鸟啊吃掉。
That is to protect the fruit or vegetable not being eaten by the worms or birds.
你知道，虽然我们撒种，
you know that although we sow，
但是让它成长的实在是神让它成长。
But it is truly God who let it grow。
但是你要去保护那个果实啊，实在是不容易。
But it is really not easy when you have to protect the fruit。
今天我们也是如此。
It's the same to us today。
我记得有一个弟兄说，
I remember a brother mentioned。
他说，他说耶稣基督的精兵，今天耶稣基督的精兵的征战，乃在于信仰纯正的征战。
He said the battle of the soldier of Christ Jesus is the battle for the purity of the faith。
这是奥斯汀·斯巴克弟兄说的。
That's what the brother Austin Spark said。
你知道我们今天在，尤其在末世的时候，各样各样的、各样各式各样的说法，实在充斥在我们中间。
Especially now is the end of the day, so there are so many all kinds of different sayings all around us。
那在最近这一次《Time Magazine》里面。
In the most recent issue of the Time Magazine。
它里面有一个小短文，很短的短文。
There is a very short paragraph。
讲到我们美国南部一些教会的光景。
It mentioned about the churches in the southern, in the south part of America。
他说 ：“No pastor, no church。”
It says that no pastor, no church。
所以他们为了维持教会啊，实在找不到牧师，他们就必须要两三个教会联合起来有牧师。
So,if they could not find a pastor, then they had to gather two or three gatherings all together and to have a pastor there.
因为在人认为就是要如此。
Because man thinks that it must be like that.
在去年曾经有一个弟兄，在别的地方聚会的弟兄到我们中间。
Last year, another brother who gathered in different places came with us.
但他不是来聚会，他是参加聚会，他是参加一个活动。
But he came to join a meeting.
他说：“你们有没有牧师？”
He asked, "Do you have pastor?"
没有。
No.
有没有长老？
Then do you have elders?
没有。
No.
有没有执事？
Do you have deacons?
没有。
No.
那你们比聚会所还要聚会所。
Then you are.Even more like the little flocks。
实在在圣经里面教导我们，每一个人都是神的祭司。
In the scripture teaches us that everyone is the priest for God。
实在我们如何在这个地上，在这个时候成为主的见证
？Truly, how are we able to at this time become His testimony？
我记得在我是八五年来美国的。
I came to United States in 1985。
八五年我们有中国同学会接机。
Back in 85, we had Chinese Student Association to pick me up from the airport.
那时候来了也不少人。
There were a lot of people came back then.
就八六年他们不接了，因为实在太累了。
In 86, they no longer go to airport to pick up students because it was so tiring.
所以我们查经班就开始就准备接机。
So our Bible study fellowship start to go to pick up the students.
我们在很短的时间里面，我们就开始准备接机。
In a very short time, we start to prepare to pick the students up.
哦，来更多人。
More people came.
我记得我们住在245号 Mountain Prospect Avenue， 就在前面一点的地方。
I remember that I live in 245 Mountain Prospect Avenue, which is not too far from here.
所以。很多弟兄姐妹住在那边，就把家里面开放招待学生。
So as many brothers and sisters stay there, so they opened up their house and host the students.
记得有一次实在太多人了。
I remember there was once that there were truly so many people.
那个在客厅里面排排睡啊，都睡了差不多快十几个人。
They had to sleep on the floor in the living room, and there were more than 10 people there.
就第二天大清早，那 manager 跟他 owner 就来了。
So next morning, then the owner came.
那我们实在是不得已啊，因为实在突然太多人，那天没办法塞。
Truly, we didn't know what to do because all of a sudden there were so many people. It was all packed.
后来主又给我们在101 Harrison Avenue 有一个房子。
And later on,
租了一个房子,
we rent the place in 101 Harrison Avenue.
所以我们就搬到那里去, 那屋主也愿意让我们在短时间那样子的使用。
So we moved there, and the owner was willing to let us use that way in a short period of time.
所以我们那个，如果是男孩子，我们在一楼也是排排睡，二楼就是女孩子睡。
So if it's the guys, then they still sleep on the floor on the first floor, and for the second floor, they let the girls stay.
那个进进出出，我们都不知道多少人在里面。
We did not even know how many people exactly were there.
就在有一个聚会的弟兄来跟我们联络。
Then when a brother from a gathering came to contact us,
他说他们可以帮助我们。
They say that they are able to help us.
他们有车子。
They have cars.
他们有钱。
And they have money.
他们弟兄姐妹愿意帮忙。
The brothers and sisters, they are willing to help.
所以他还邀我们去看了一下他们教会。
So they invite us to visit their meeting.
但是他有一个希望。
But they have a wish.
他希望我们弟兄姐妹去了以后，以后就去他们那里聚会。
They hope that as our brothers and sisters go there, then we can gather there.
在礼拜天的时候去那里聚会。
To gather there on every Sunday.
那实际上我们礼拜天是在各个地方很自由的聚会。
Actually,
很自由的去你所要去的地方聚会。
Actually, back then our brothers and sisters had their freedom to go to different meetings wherever they want to go.
所以如果我们接受他们的帮助，我们可能就会失去了一点自由。
So if we accept their help, maybe we lose a little bit of our freedom.
所以我们就没有答应他们。
So we did not agree.
所以我们就主的恩典就让我们这样子撑过来。
So by Lord's grace that we just gone through that period of time.
那个时候中国同学会，如果你接机的话，你也可以向台湾的政府申请钱。
Back then, if the Chinese Student Association picked up the students from airport, then they were able to apply money from Taiwan's government.
一个人可以有几十块钱的申请，你只要报名字就可以拿到钱。
If you just submit the names, then you're able to receive about several $10 per person.
那时候一加仑的牛奶只有一块钱了。
Back then, it's $1 per milk per bag of milk.
所以那时候如果申请起来，我们可以申请很多钱。
So if we do apply, then we are able to get a lot of money.
但是我们没有申请。
But we did not apply for it.
到87年的时候，中国同学会他们要开始接机了。
In 87, then the Chinese Student Association started to give students ride from airport again.
他们发现可以申请钱。
As they realized they are able to apply for money.
他们就向我们要钱，他说你们去年拿了那么多钱，应该要归给中国同学会。
Then they came to ask us for money because they saw that if we have already received a lot of money, then it shall be applied onto Chinese Student Association.
感谢主，我们没有拿任何一毛钱。
Thank the Lord, we did not even take a penny.
我们告诉他我们没有拿任何一毛钱，他们不相信。
We told them that we did not take any penny. They could not believe it.
他诬赖我们。
They misunderstood us.
后来他们去查，我们确实没有拿任何的一毛钱。
Then later on, they did a search. Then they really realized we did not take even a penny.
如果我们拿他们钱，我们就亏缺神的见证。
If we did take the money, then we fall short of God's testimony.
弟兄姐妹，在末世的时代里面。
Brothers, sisters, at the end of the days,
我们只能够靠主走前面的路。
We can only depend on the Lord to walk our way ahead.
在这里说要积蓄五谷到永生。
It says that gather fruit unto eternal life.
我们有一个目的。
We have a purpose.
我们要来在神面前要算得上数。
It shall be counted before God.
我们要争取那个永远价值。
We have to go for that something with eternal value.
我们不是为了今生。
It's not that we only work for this life.
我们忍耐结果时，乃是为着那永生。
We have patience and endurance, and bearing much fruit is for the life eternal.
我们必须要分辨什么是真实的，什么是虚假。
We have to be able to discern what is truth, what is fake.
我们要避免混淆。
And we have to avoid all the misunderstanding,
混杂,
and all the mingle mixed together.
这里有说，他说， 俗语说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。
And here it says that, for in this is true saying, it is one who sows and another who reaps.
第三十七节。
Verse 37。
实际上在达比圣经里面他是这样子讲。
In the Darby version it says,
他说收割的和撒种和收割的是一。
It says that the one who sows and another who reaps is one.
我们乃是在一个一里面，在主里面。
We are one in the Lord.
当然这里有提到说，我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
It says that I have sent you to reap that on which you have not labored. Others have labored and you have entered into their labors.
实在是享受。
Truly we enjoy this.
这是在达比里面他用的字是 enter。
In Darby version, it used the word enter.
他说，我差你们去收割你们所没有劳苦的。
It says that I have sent you to reap that which you have not labored.
别人劳苦，你们进入他们的收割里面，他们的劳苦里面。
Others have labored and you have entered into their labors.
我们乃是进入在他们劳苦里面。
We are entering into their labors.
因为我们进入，所以我们能享受。
Because we have entered, therefore we're able to enjoy this.
我记得我小时候啊。
I remember when I was young.
我们是住在乡下的穷小孩。
We are the bunch of poor children who live on the countryside.
我们没有什么好玩的东西啊。
There were not much things for us to play.
但是有一件事情很好玩，在放寒假，就是过年前的时候，我们那个村子旁边的稻子啊，全部都长熟了。
But something was very interesting that when we had winter break before Chinese New Year, all the harvest was ready.
那是最好玩的时候。
That was the most fun time.
你进到那稻子田里面了。
When you enter into the wheat field,
那地上都没有水啊。
There was no water on the ground.
所以在里面可以跑啊。
So we were able to run in there.
那个稻子就在旁边，那个稻谷啊，就在那里旁边，就看你这样子跑。可以有那种声音啊，那种丰收的声音。
So for all the grains of wheat, when it's next to us, we could hear it's truly the sound of harvest.
后来有一年我发现更好玩的事情。
But there was one year I found something even more interesting.
它旁边有一个池塘。
There was a pond next to it.
但是它要你要经过一个独木桥，还要穿过一小片的竹林才可以进去。
But you have to go through a bridge and then pass through a forest, then you can enter in a bamboo forest, then you can enter.
我们发现只要你去捡那个不用忙于秋天的，那个蚯蚓都很肥。
We realized that if we pick up the worms, they were really fat.
你就要抓一只蚯蚓，分成一小段，绑在那个缝衣服的线上面，你就可以钓鱼。
Then we were able to go fishing with those little worms.
我记得有一次哦，我抓到一只蚯蚓很大只，我就把一整只把它绑在线上面。
Once I caught a very big and fat worm, so I just tied this whole worm on the string.
不用鱼钩，你只要丢下去拿起来。
I did not even need a fishing hook. I just threw it in and took it out.
就有一只很大的鱼啊。
Then there came a very big fish.
他舍不得打开嘴巴，所以他卡在那里就被我钓起来。
Because he did not want to let go of the worm, so that I caught it up.
我就赶快就跑回家钓着，就这样拿回去了。
So I ran back home with it.
我不记得那天晚上有没有吃鱼啊。
I did not remember if we had fish on our dinner table.
我记得我妈妈骂了我，然后把我带去人家家里面。
I remember.
说对不起。
My mom yelled at me and brought me to someone else's home to say sorry.
但是我永远不会忘记当我拉起来那个时候那个喜乐。
But I could never forget how joyful I felt when I took the fish up.
我到现在还记得那个感觉。
I still remember that feeling.
但是我要进去那里的时候，我必须要先进入那个地方，我才能够
But first of all, I have to enter into that place, then receive the harvest.
你知道我不是叫小孩子去偷东西啊。
I'm not telling the kids to steal something.
因为实际上我心里面还是很难过。
Because actually, I do not feel good inside.
但是主实在帮助我们，给我们机会去享受他自己。
But our Lord truly helps us to give us the opportunity to enjoy Himself.
只要我们能够进入，我们就能够享受。
As long as we are able to enter, then we can enjoy it.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹你有多少的感觉。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, how much feelings do you have?
我记得朱弟兄很辛苦啊，常常印一些东西啊。
I remember Brother Chu is very, he put a lot of labor into printing a lot of materials.
那是很多弟兄他在主里面的多年的学习所写下来的东西。
Those are what many brothers wrote after they have learned much experience from the Lord.
我不晓得你们有多少人去读它。
I don't know how many of you have actually read them.
如果你读它。
If you read them.
你在灵里面读它。
Read them in the spirit.
如果你用诚实的心，真实的心去读它。
If you read them with a truthful heart.
你们可以尝到那个享受。
Then you're able to taste such enjoyment.
那个丰收,
that harvest.
我记得有一次我去看医生,
I remember once I had a doctor's appointment.
因为我知道那个马上又要做血栓,
very soon I will have another exam.
所以我就去看医生,
therefore I went to visit the doctor.
所以我就带了朱弟兄印的东西在路上看。
So I brought a reading material that was printed by Brother Chu with me.
就一直看，一直看，看到那个医生进来。
So I keep reading it until the doctor came in.
因为事实上在我去看之前，其实心里都不是很舒服。
Actually, before I visit the doctors, I don't feel so good inside.
但是我在看见弟兄在主里面的那个学习的时候，
But whenever I see how the brothers have learned in the Lord,
我是在享受主他自己。
I truly enjoy the Lord Himself.
在那一次以后，我不会害怕。
Ever since that time on, I was not afraid anymore.
因为我是在享受主他自己的丰收。
Because I truly have enjoyed our Lord's harvest.
那是因为有人劳苦，有弟兄劳苦。
That is because our brother have labored.
所以我们就进入他的劳苦里面，享受他们的丰收。
So we are able to enter into their labors and enjoy their harvest.
我们是在享受主他自己啊。
We truly enjoy the Lord Himself.
当我们在一起擘饼的时候，主他自己把他自己赏给我们。
As we break the bread together, Lord Himself has given Himself to us.
他不单受死。
Not only He died.
他在天上。
He is in the heaven.
他是那位得胜的主。
He is the victorious Lord.
我们在主的得胜里面享受他的丰富。
In the Lord's victory, we enjoy His riches.
我们在愿意让主做工在我们里面。
We truly would like our Lord to work in us.
成为主祝福的管道,
become His channel of blessing.
成为一个活水泉,
become the living water.
在这里说, 你们凡要到主那里, 主所赐的水, 只要成为我们的活水泉。
It says that those who go to the Lord, the water that Lord gives shall become living water to us.
我们绝对不能成为死水, 死水就烂掉, 在里面, 就反而受了很大的亏损。
We definitely cannot become the dead water which just rottens and we've experienced the loss.
求主帮助我们成为神祝福的活水泉。
May the Lord help us so we become the channel of His living water.
我们也是蛮有喜乐，蛮有盼望的。我们实在知道有一天他会来。
Truly, we are joyful and we are full of hope. We know that one day He will come back again.
我们有一个盼望。
We have a hope.
这主赏给我们,
that is what the Lord has given us.
我们知道他要再来,
we know that He will come back again.
我们要满得那, 我们满有那荣光喜乐的盼望。
We shall have the hope that's full of glorious joy.
我们感谢主给我们还有时间了。
Thank the Lord still gave us time.
我记得我最后一次去看吴子文弟兄的时候,
I remember the last time I visited Brother Wu.
他没有力气下床。
He did not even have the strength to get off his bed.
但是他说,
but he said,
He is good.
He is good.
他是美善。
He is good.
有什么比我们的主还要好？
Who else is even better than our Lord?
我们在求主帮助我们。
Who truly made the Lord help us?
做工在我们里面。
Working us.
成为他的见证。
Become his testimony.
当我们见主面的时候。
So when we see the Lord's face,
我们跟主说,
we tell the Lord.
我们所做的不过是我们应该做的。
What we have done is what we're supposed to do.
愿主祝福我们每一个人。
May the Lord bless each one of us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你再一次恩待我们。
Lord, we thank you for once again being gracious to us.
主，求你继续的给我们有更多的机会。
Pray that you continue to give us more opportunities.
把你借独生爱子坐在我们里面。
Work your only begotten Son into us.
我们可以满有基督的样式。
So we can have the full stature of Christ.
在这末世的时代里面，成为主你所要的见证。
At the end of times, that we're able to become the testimony that you want.
在各样的环境里面，主靠着你，我们得胜。
And we can overcome during all of the circumstances by you.
我们把我们荣耀颂赞都归给你。
We give all the glory and praise unto you.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.